Hi, it's Marika here from Skin Essentials, and thank you so much for tuning into my new podcast. Do let me know, by the way, if there are topics that you would like me to cover or questions that you would like me to answer. I would be delighted to help and delighted to have some new content ideas as well from you. Today, I just wanted to confirm with delight that we are finally able to announce an opening date, which, as you more than likely know by now, is May 10th. And I thought it would be fun to let you know what I have been up to during lockdown. Because while I wasn't in work, we were in and out just sending out your online orders. I thought it would be a great time to upskill and to learn some new techniques that I have been interested in for a long time, but just haven't had the time to pursue them. So a little bit of background on it. If you don't know me, I started off my career in beauty 30 years ago, and my main interest when I began was obviously in skincare, but in the whole body. In the I was then and I still am very interested in how everything is connected in your body and how everything has a knock-on effect to everything else. And of course, that also holds true for, very much so, for your skin. So once I decided to specialize in skincare, very much the trend, and it's very interesting to me, the science of it is very interesting as well. So it's not just because it was a trend, but more so what was becoming available in the market. The trend became for very high-tech, cutting-edge treatments, combining, you know, traditional skills of, say, facial massage with things like microneedling is really, really great for collagen production. You probably know, if you're already a Skin Essentials client, that radio frequency combined with the needling, as in Voluderm and Pyramid Facelift, has just been a game changer in fast results on the skin and lasting results, particularly on aging. And I love that, and I will continue to do that. But something that came up time and again over the last 3 years now that we have been offering these really advanced treatments is that there are quite a few people that can't have them, that are contraindicated. Although these are very safe and non-invasive treatments, they do have elements such as, you know, various types of current that we use. And some people are just medically contraindicated to those. So, and some people are medically contraindicated to the microneedling, even though it's very, very shallow. So, for example, people with autoimmune disorders, people with diabetes, people on blood thinning medication, all are contraindicated to these advanced treatments. And many of you who know that you already fit into that category, you know, are so disappointed when we say, oh, well, you know, we can't do this lifting treatment on you. So off we went into the first lockdown over a year ago now. And I thought, this is my opportunity to upskill. I knew that there had to be more out there that I could offer, particularly to those clients, but also for people who just choose, who prefer a holistic approach. So Japanese facelift was something that I had researched many times, and I really, really wanted to do it, and I was struggling with being able to take the time off work that it would have taken. So it was a perfect opportunity. So Japanese facelift is a blend of different techniques from around the world and through the ages. So we have facial reflexology, lymphatic drainage, muscle stimulation, nerve stimulation, and the boosting of energy flows throughout the body. Now, all of these things have an impact on how your skin looks. And there are many reasons, and I will probably get into them in a different podcast, but there are many reasons why you may have signs of aging on the face. But what's nice about the Japanese facial is that it's universal. Everybody can have it, and it addresses all of those issues. So, for example, if you had, say, a circulation issue or an absorption issue in the stomach that nutrients weren't getting there, maybe like fat-soluble nutrients, which are brought around your body in the lymph, if they were not flowing well through your body, you're always going to struggle with maybe a dryness and a tightness in your skin. And having a lovely hydrating facial will temporarily make that feel better. Using good skincare at home will make it feel better on a day-to-day basis, but you're not actually getting to the root cause. So in Japanese facelift, because we are working on nerve endings, blood circulation, lymph circulation, we're working in the dermis, so way underneath what you can see. I'm working very much to stimulate connective tissue and to stimulate muscles. You are getting to work on all of the body systems that have an effect on the skin and on particularly on aging. So when we're thinking of Japanese facelift, we are thinking of anti-wrinkle. So I was delighted to get the opportunity to study that. I actually qualified in it late last year, that's 2020, but of course we haven't been open for me to offer it. So I did some limited treatments in it in December and then off we went into lockdown again. So I'm so excited to be able to offer this immediately when we come back. So you will get the same results from Japanese lifting as you would get from a course of pyramid lifting. So that is just so exciting to me. They're very different approaches ending up in the same result. However, you would have downtime with pyramid. The upside of the Japanese lifting facial is that you don't have downtime. And on the flip side of that, the pyramid is faster. So you don't have to have the treatments as often. You have maybe three treatments. You do you can separate them out by 2 to 6 weeks. So it's great if time is an issue for you, but the downside is a little downtime for a few days after. With the Japanese lifting, it's the other way around. There's no downtime whatsoever. You can go straight about your day afterwards, but you do need to come in. If you're looking for like dramatic lifting results, you do need to have a course of them very close together, as in like 3 times a week. So it's a time commitment, but there's no downtime afterwards. The other way of using Japanese lifting facial is just as your regular monthly treatment. This can, if you wish, replace your classic facial that you would have every few weeks. And the difference being that you would choose a classic facial when you have just some transient issue on the surface of the skin to deal with, whether that's a bit of dryness, a bit of breakout, you know, a bit tired looking, then that's your classic facial, working on the upper layers of the skin. To have a single standalone Japanese lifting facial, you are working, as I said before, on all of those systems. So it's a much deeper, the whole body is involved, because when we're working, you know, for example, lymph or circulation points on the face, it doesn't stop there because obviously the whole body is connected. So you are boosting those systems throughout your whole body just by working on their reflex points on the face. So you will get a very deep, relaxing, people sleep very well after it. So it's a whole body involvement, a much more holistic treatment, and it will last a little longer because you are working on the skin, you see an immediate result, but because of these body systems coming a little bit more into alignment, it will actually continue to improve your skin after the treatment is finished. So there are the two ways that we can use the Japanese lifting facial. And that is, as I said, very exciting to me to be able to finally offer that in total rather than just the little bit I was able to do in December. So that's the first new one. The second one that I have been working on is the Crystal Rose facial. This is really, really nice. There's a little bit of Japanese lifting in it, so it's a kind of a crossover treatment. But where you would choose the Crystal Rose is that it's more like a classic facial. So not the whole body systems aren't involved here. We are very much working on stimulation of the facial muscles. So it's sculpting, firming. These are the key words to think of with the Crystal Rose. It's just an absolute delight to have. I personally love the effect that it has on my eyes. It makes you feel much more awake and look much fresher. So that's a really good one to have if you have an event coming up or just because you need to treat yourself after being locked down for the last 1,000 years. So they are the two. Japanese facelift is available immediately. The Crystal Rose, I'm just waiting on delivery of some supplies for that. So I hope to have that from around somewhere between the middle of May to early June. It's a little tricky, as you know, at the moment with deliveries. But if we're really lucky, we will have it in the month of May. But if not, most certainly in early June. And I have been working on one more qualification. I'm not, it's a long course. I'm not going to be finished by the time we reopen, but it will be coming later in the year. And funny, I started the Japanese facelift training because that was very much something that fits into what I do, specializing in skincare and the face. But I really got interested in the aspects of facial reflexology that were included in the treatment. Now, I have been a qualified reflexologist for 20 years doing foot reflexology, but I never did facial reflexology. In fact, it's just something that came on my radar maybe only about 10 years ago. But it's very interesting to me that I could combine both of the things that I enjoy. So, you know, working on the face and to make you feel more confident in your skin. That's just really the core of what I do. But also being able to address the deep-seated reasons that your skin is presenting as it is. So facial reflexology goes much, much more into full body and complementary wellness. And it is something that I am working away on and will continue to study even after we go back to treatments. So as much as study as I can get and as many hours as I can put into that, I certainly will be, because I really want to launch that this year. I think this is the time more than ever that we have to consider our full body wellness and the effect that the stress has had on us over the last year and a bit. That builds up, it literally builds up in the body, and we've got to empty it out again. So we have a little of that in the Japanese facelift, but we will have dedicated full facial reflexology treatments coming hopefully before the end of the year. We'll see how many hours I can dedicate to it. It is a full-time course and I have been doing it full-time, but it's a six-month full-time course and I've only gotten 4 months into it, and I won't be sorry that we are getting back to work. But the downside is that it's going to take me a little longer now to finish that out and to have it ready as a treatment for you. So that's what I have been up to. It's not just me, of course. Anna and Jane have also been upskilling, and I will let them present their own new things to you. So for now, that's what I've been doing, and I cannot wait to see you again and to be able to take care of your skin in an even more comprehensive and holistic and full body manner. So do let me know if you have any thoughts on that, if you have any questions. I can't wait to see you, and it'll be very, very soon. Thank you so much for listening.